You are hearing Fintadoo's podcast. UAE Federal Supreme Court's ruling, a paradigm shift in financial transactions with restrictions on compound interest. The UAE Federal Supreme Court's recent ruling on compound interest restrictions signifies a significant shift in the legal framework governing financial transactions in the country. This decision, outlined in case number 1254 of 2023 dated January 10, 2024, underscores the court's firm stance against compound interest, drawing from specific provisions in Federal Decree Law No. 23 of 2022 and Federal Law No. 50 of 2022. Understanding the legal provisions. Article 121/4 of Federal Decree Law No. 23 of 2022 stands as a pivotal element in the court's decision, explicitly prohibiting licensed financial institutions from charging interest on frozen interests, commonly known as compound interest, on customer facilities. The decree mandates adherence to controls and rules specified in the control regulations issued by the central bank, emphasizing customer protection and fair financial practices. Complementing the above, Article 88 of Federal Law No. 50 of 2022 reinforces the prohibition of compound interest. It states the creditor may not claim compound interest, which is interest on compounded interests, or claim those interests as supplementary compensation. This provision further solidifies the legal framework against the application of compound interest, ensuring creditors adhere to a simple interest model. Implications of the Supreme Court's ruling. The Supreme Court's decision, rooted in these legal provisions, marks a significant step toward enhancing consumer protection in the financial sector. By forbidding compound interest, the court aims to prevent the undue accumulation of debt on borrowers, fostering transparency and fairness in lending practices. For financial institutions, the ruling necessitates a substantial shift in how interest is calculated and applied to loans and credit facilities. Financial institutions must align their practices with the stipulated legal framework, transitioning from compound interest calculations to a simple interest model as mandated by the central bank's regulations. For borrowers, this decision is a substantial victory for consumer rights, providing protection against potential financial strain caused by compound interest. It ensures that loan and credit facility repayments are more manageable and predictable, reducing the risk of escalating debt burdens. The broader legal and economic context. The UAE Federal Supreme Court's prohibition of compound interest reflects a deliberate effort to strengthen the legal and regulatory framework surrounding financial transactions. It emphasizes a commitment to ethical lending practices, safeguarding consumer interests, and maintaining the integrity of the financial sector. In the broader economic landscape, this ruling may influence lending and credit practices, potentially leading to more conservative risk assessments by financial institutions. However, it also promotes a more sustainable and equitable financial environment, encouraging responsible lending and borrowing practices. Conclusion. The UAE Federal Supreme Court's decision to restrict compound interest, as outlined in Article 121/4 of Federal Decree Law No. 23 of 2022 and Article 88 of Federal Law No. 50 of 2022, establishes a new legal precedent in the financial sector. This landmark ruling not only enhances consumer protection, but also aligns the UAE's financial practices with global standards of fairness and transparency. As the implications of this ruling unfold, it is expected to have a lasting impact on the financial industry, promoting a more stable and equitable economic environment for both financial institutions and consumers alike. Stay tuned for more Fintadoo's podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.